As Ghana nears the deadline for achieving the Millennium Development Goals, the likelihood of missing Target 2 of the MDGs, which is attaining universal primary education, is ever more glaring. This is due to the fact that, though there have been a number of interventions over the years to increase access to education, enrollment in schools is still not improving. At a meeting to brainstorm on measures to be adopted to change the statistics for the better, the Minister of Education, Professor Nana Opokuagyeman, said her tour of educational establishments in 8 regions has revealed that if the bull is not taken by the horn, few administrative challenges will derail the country's achievement in harnessing universal access to education. Radio Ghana's parliamentary correspondents Dominic Longi and Augusto Zakwe have filed this report.
The dialogue on education was at the instance of the Committee on Education of Parliament and the National Commission for UNESCO. The Minister of Education, Professor Nana Opokuagyeman, said Ghana has done well in areas such as early childhood care and education, universal primary education and adult literacy. She made a special appeal to MPs and civil society to double efforts at meeting the MDG targets. Professor Opokuagyeman, who chairs the Ghana National Commission for UNESCO, bemoaned practice which are counterproductive.
We produce students who are able to enter the top universities in the world and they compete very well. We are able to produce high quality doctors, teachers, all of them. However, we have serious challenges. We are not reaching everybody. Hence, my desire to see for myself what is it that happens in these areas. Some of the things I've also seen are very, very disturbing. And that is where I need your support. I've been to schools, I'm not talking about the rural schools, I'm not talking about the hard-to-reach areas, in the cities, by the roadside. The teachers have accommodation. 8:30 in the morning, classes are supposed to begin at 8. Out of the headmaster's register, sometimes the headmaster is not even there. And if there are supposed to be 19 teachers, I've seen 4. I've been to the office of district directors of education, 9:30 to 10 in the morning. In one place, I saw 3 people, the night watchman, the cleaner, and a field driver. And when I asked the field driver, when was the last time you went on a field visit? The car was parked there. He couldn't remember. We cannot afford to leave those children behind. We'd be shooting ourselves in the foot if we did that. I've been to science laboratories. The equipment is there. A jar is open, a chemical, and they just couldn't even screw it back. So, of course, it has evaporated, and it is sitting there. Some have collected dust. No, this cannot be allowed to continue.
The chairman of the Committee on Education of Parliament, Matthias Poser, said the bottom line of all development efforts is to ensure improved standard of living and addressing problems in educational delivery. He commended UNESCO for the keen interest in helping the country achieve universal access to education. The country director of UNICEF, Susan Namongo Ngogi, lauded government's efforts at addressing the problem of out-of-school children in the 3 regions of the north. She, however, noted that other regions, especially the Ashanti and Bonafu, also need attention. Madame Ngogi said there should be a focus on children with disability as the tendency for such children to be out of school is much higher.
Dominic Honji and Augusto Zakwe found that report.